Hi, I'm Daniel Likis, and welcome to Geography 101, the show that maps the stories of our world. Today, we voyage to very engine room of Europe, a nation whose geography in its destiny. We are exploring Germany, a country that defies simple definition. It's a land shaped not by isolation, but its profound connections. From its central position to its varied landscapes, every mile tells a tale of interaction, movement, and power. German stories begin with its location on the map. Its absolute terms, it sits squarely in the temperate zone of the Northern Europe plain, but its true power lies in the relative location. Nestled at the heart of the continent, it shares land borders with an astonishing 9 different nations, more than in any other European country. This position made it historic crossroads for every idea, army, and the trade good moving across Europe. Our geographic tour starts in the north, on the vast North German plain. These landscapes was scrubbed flat and dotted with lakes by ancient glaciers. It is a land of wide skies, gentle hills, and fertile soil that fuels the nation's agriculture. Great ports like Hamburg and Bremen thrives here, serving as the gateways of the North and the Baltic Seas. These regions connect Germany to the maritime worlds of Scandinavia and beyond. Moving south, the land begins to rise in the forested folds of the central uplands. This is the Germany of deep, dark woodlands like the Black Forest and the Harz Mountains. These highlands are rich in timber and mineral resources and fueled early industry. The terrain is dotted with medieval castles and timeless villages, preserving a sense of old charm. It's a region that feels separate from the bustling plains, a world of its own. The landscape climate dramatically in the north with the stunning Bavarian Alps. Here, the Zugspitze, or Germany's highest peak, pierces the sky at nearly 3,000 meters. This is the land of the crystal clear alpine lakes, glass meadows, and picturesque villages. The Main-Danube River finds its sources in these mountains, bringing its long journey eastward. The Alps create natural, majestic border and playground for the nation. Germany's destiny was carved by its rivers, the true Autobahns, or the ancient world. The legendary Rhine flows north from Switzerland, a corridor of wine, myth, and commerce. The Alps connects the industrial heart of the North Sea, while the other traces to the Polish border. Most impressive is the human-made Rhine-Main-Danube Canal, a modern link between the North and Black Seas. These waterways transform Germany into a continental hub for trade and industry. Those rivers power the greatest industrial transformation on the continent. The Ruhr Valley, fed by the Rhine, become the relentless engine of German industry. Its vast deposits of coal and steel birth sprawling cities like Essen and Dortmund. Forever a century, this region was smoky, muscular worship of Europe. Its story is one of the human geography fundamentally altering the natural landscape. Germany's central location was made a magnet for human movement across centuries. The post-war Gastarbeiter program invited millions from Turkey to southern Europe to rebuild. The fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 symbolizes a dramatic re-movement of people after a decade of division. In 2010, Germany began to become a primary destination for those seeking refuge and opportunity. The Constance, in fact, was created remarkably a vibrant and diverse modern society. Politically, Germany's geographic is reflected in its federal system of the 16 powerful states. The Länder Bavaria Guards is a distinct Alpine identity with tradition like Lederhosen or Oktoberfest. Northern city-states like Hamburg pride themselves on their historic, Hanseatic and maritime culture. The former divide between the East and West Germany still sadly shapes economic and social landscapes today. These federal structures ensure regional geography remains central to governance and identity. So what is the ultimate lesson from Germany's geography? It teaches us that centrality is source of both immense strength and profound challenge. It's a landscape from plains to Alps, created diverse economies and resilient cultures. Its rivers and location made a permanent connector for better and for worse. Germany stands as Europe's geographic heart, a nation forever shaped by its position at the crossroads. Its map is not just a territory, but a living record of interactions, innovation, and enduring power of place. Next time on Geography 101, we will journey to a nation defined by a radical isolation rather than connection. We are heading to a vast island continent whose unique geography created a world of creatures found nowhere else on Earth. We'll be exploring Australia. So, Mordecai people, see you soon.